first of all, welcome to Denver, Tim. And how did you hear, and where were you when the how did you hear about getting drafted, and where were you when the Broncos called you last night?
Well, actually, I was in the house with all my family, and you know, it had been a long day. I was watching the draft for like 8 hours, and me and my girlfriend were just about to just go on a drive or something around town. And soon I walked outside, the Broncos called me, and you know, I talked to Coach Shanahan and defensive coordinator and defensive line coach, and they just told me, you know, welcome, and you know, it's just good to be a Bronco, and you know, we're gonna do great things with you.
Like, when in the draft did you expect to go? Did you think you could get into the first round, or were you thinking second round?
I was always thinking second round. You know, I'm a type of, you know, always prepare for the worst and, you know, hope for the best. And I expected to go, you know, mid-round, mid-second round, and that's exactly what happened, so.
Now, have you talked with any of your coaches already today?
Yes, I chatted with the D-line, two D-line coaches, and I just got through talking with the owner and, you know, the defensive coordinator, and you know, I still got to go do meetings with them also.
Have they told you anything about what to expect from the system, what they expect out of you this coming year?
No, we haven't talked to that. We'll probably get to more of that when we go do more one-on-one meetings. Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the biggest thing that you have to do in order to succeed in the NFL as a rookie and get playing time this year?
I feel like just take care of your body, you know, get your sleep, and just do the right things, you know, off the field, and you know, just continue to work hard. Always have that, just that work desire like none other, and everything else should take care of itself.
Now, obviously, being part of a very crowded D-line class now with Jarvis, and then today with Marcus Thomas going the fourth, is coming in with two rookie defensive linemen like that, do you think that's an advantage to you? And if so, how is it an advantage?
I think it's a great advantage. Like I said, we're gonna all push each other really hard, and you know, we're gonna all bond also. Like I said, I would tell them, Jarvis, you know, it's gonna be fun. You know, we're gonna get to compete and push each other, make each other better, you know, each and every day.
Did you and Jarvis know each other at all? I know you both played in Texas, but it's a big state, so you may not have crossed paths, but were you familiar with him before today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In high school, you know, he was the number one in coming out of Texas. I was the number two in. And like I said, we just happened to meet up, you know, it's the same team, and we were just talking about it on the way over here.
Are you guys going to compete with each other, or you think you guys are going to fit at opposite spots, left end, right end?
I really don't know. I was talking to Coach a little bit, and he said, you know, we have to learn how to play both sides. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in my mindset, I'm with the guys that are already here, there's definitely going to be some competition.
What are you proudest of all your accomplishments at Texas, national championship, playing in 47 straight games? You know, I think that you guys were just about the winningest class Texas has ever had. What are you most proud of in your career there?
The thing that I'm probably most proud of in my career at Texas is just building a relationship with just a bunch of individual guys and getting to know them more on a personal level and becoming great friends. And like I said, some of those guys will be friends until I'm still on earth. And mm-hmm. That's, you know, that goes a long way. You know, it's, you know, it gets good to win that championship, but, you know, having that guy that you can call on any time of the night or just to talk to, you know, I feel like that's just more important.
Speaking of Texas, how much did going up against Justin Blaylock every day those first 2 or 3 years help you become the player that you are?
It helped a lot. You know, we pushed each other really well, and you know, Justin's also a great friend. You know, we hang out together, and you know, like I said, we friends off the field, but on the field it's strictly business, and we're trying to beat each other really bad in practice every day. And like I said, that just made each other better, and I guess I'm gonna do the same here.
And lastly, what is a successful rookie season for you?
You know, just being a contributor and helping the team win. You know, that's what it really all boils down to. You know, it don't matter about how many sacks you had, if the team still lost. You know, if the team wins and you did well, you know, you have the team win, and that's all I'm here to do, is help the team win.